you, Jim, my boy, Dan Hotel, Jim. Father got him a duet for the national anthem. All right, we got a birthday kid, and he's got two important words for us to get this going. Isaiah, what are those two words we're looking for?
Good evening and a welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game two of this six-game series against the Stockton Ports. Just the second time these teams are facing off, first time here at home at Valley Strong Ballpark. Yesterday, the Ports took game one. They defeated the Rawhide 7-1. Ricardo Yon, the right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic, he's on the mound trying to set things straight for the Rawhide as they currently are in a four-game losing streak. Here's the starting lineup for the Stockton Ports that Yon will be facing. Leading off at third base is Derek Salome. Batting second, the designated hitter, Miles Naylor. Batting third in right field, it's Henry Bolte. In the cleanup squad at first base, Yeniel Laboy. Batting fifth behind the plate, Jose Mujica. Batting sixth at short, B.J. Cook. Followed by the center fielder, Pedro Pineda. Batting eighth in left field, Robert Poisson. And batting ninth for the Ports. At second base, it's Elvis Rijo. On the mound today for the Ports is the southpaw, Eduardo Rivera. Tell you more about Rivera when he comes onto the mound, but right now we are ready for first pitch. 90 degrees here in Visalia. It is a beautiful day in Visalia, especially in August. I mean, guys, I walked into my booth. It was a little warm, but I got the fans going, opened up some windows, and I got it to be below 90 degrees before the sun went down. So it's going to be a good day. Here's the first pitch of the game. It misses low, ball one. Salome batting from the right side. Yon on the mound. And for those Ports fans or people who are tuning in for the first time, have not listened to a home broadcast here, the pitch is swung on. A two-hopper to the shortstop, Fernandez. Fernandez throws to first and plenty of time to retire Salome. Usually the booth stays at 100 degrees until the sun goes down. So it's a very, very big deal. When we do first pitch weather, we also do the weather here in the booth just to compare, as there's no air conditioning in here. But, yep, we're at 89 degrees in the booth. It's a good Wednesday evening. One down here is Miles Naylor. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Yon, glove at the belt. Infield shading to the left and the pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Naylor made his Cal League debut yesterday. Was 0 for 4. Did drive in a run, though. 1-1. Slow ground ball. Third baseman Kevin Sinn comes in and he misses the ball. On the infield grass, Sinn was about a step onto the infield grass and ended up missing the ball, so the runner, Naylor, reaches. Catching today for Ricardo Yon is Gavin Logan. At third base is Kevin Sim. He's one of the newest additions to the Rawhide. And it is ruled a hit on Naylor. For Naylor, I should say. Henry Bolte now bats from the right side. He had a great day at the plate yesterday. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. But first, let's finish the defensive alignment for the Rawhide. Again, Kevin Sim, the third baseman. Jose Fernandez, the shortstop. Christopher Torin at second. And at first is Raquelman Cabral. From left to right, Anderson Rojas, Jack Hurley, and Johan Benitez. The pitch tries to check his swing. He does go around. Count is now 0-2. Jack Hurley is another new addition for the Rawhide in center field. Both him and Sim were drafted this year by the D-backs, joined the Rawhide yesterday. Yeah. 0-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball
let's go
one.
For good measure.
Bolte had a great day at the plate yesterday. Two home runs with three RBI. Also had a single yesterday. The 1-2. is fouled off down the first base side. It reaches the grandstands. Not a lot of foul territory here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We've had professional baseball here in Visalia for over 75 years, but this particular ballpark has been around much longer than that, where for whatever reason there was a new ballpark or the field had to be completely redone. The stands would have to be redone. The pickoff attempt at first is not in time. Simply because this is not regulation in new ballparks, you have to have more foul territory than what it is here. Infield shading slightly to the left. One, two, runner takes off for a second. The pitch is swung on and missed. The throw to second, not in time. Naylor steals second base, but Bolte does strike out on an off-speed pitch. Two away, runner in scoring position for Yenuel LaBoy. The Ports are wearing their traditional all-gray unis with red socks if they're showing. The Rawhide wearing their traditional all cream unis with black socks and their black hat with a red V. Pitch from Jan misses outside. Jan, 20 years old, 0-9 this season with a 5.03 ERA. 6'4", 180 pounds originally from the Dominican Republic. Here's the 1-0. Misses low. Ball two. Infield shifting to the right. Jan checks the runner, now delivers. Little outside, calling balls and strikes behind home plate is David Sabal, and on the bases, Nathan Hall. The sun does set behind the first base grandstands. There are shadows on home plate and on the mound and in right. The pitch, there is a strike on the inside corner, 3-1 count. Jan still looking for his first win of the year. This is his 17th start for the Rawhide. He's thrown 68 innings, striking out 87 while walking 32. The pitch, there's a strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Jan. Jan has a fastball, changeup, and slider, and that slider is so, so fantastic. And he has a lot of control with it, too. Sometimes it'll get away from him, but for a pitch that has that much movement at 20 years old to have that much control, I find it extremely impressive. Payoff pitch to LaBoy. It's popped up into shallow center field. Hurley comes in, and he makes the catch in left center to end the inning. The Ports strand a runner on second. But we're still scoreless heading into the bottom of the first. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Now batting for the Hive, second baseman,
scoreless.
In
in the bottom of the first inning. Christopher Taurine leads it off for the Rawhide. Due up after him is Jack Hurley and Kevin Sim. Both of them, it'll be their first Cal League at-bat. Eduardo Rivera, southpaw on the mound for the Ports. He also has a great slider. First pitch to Taurine is a strike on the inside corner. Finishing up the Rawhide lineup in the cleanup spot, the DH, Kenny Castillo, followed by Jose Fernandez, then Johan Benitez, Gavin Logan, Roman Cabral, and Anderson Rojas. The pitch is fouled off on the first base side over the grandstands. Infield shifting to the left against Taurine. Catching today for Rivera is Jose Mujica. Southpaw sets with the glove at the belt. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Rivera strikes out Taurine.
Now batting center fielder, number 14, Jack Hurley.
Jack Hurley now bats from the left side, one down.
G57.
Hurley in his Cal League debut here, drafted in the third round. The draft this season swings at the first pitch, a towering fly ball into left field. Poisson comes in and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Finishing up the defensive alignment at third, Derek Salome. Shortstop, B.J. Cook. Second baseman, Elvis Rijo. At first, Yeniel Laboy. And from left to right, Robert Poisson, Pedro Pineda, and Henry Bolte. And a pitch clock violation on Kevin Sim is called, so now has to deal with an 0-1 count. 2 away, nobody on. Again, Sim in his Cal League debut here. Here's the pitch. He tries to check his swing on a low inside pitch. They do not appeal down, so it's a 1-1 count. Sim, fifth round pick for the D-backs out of the University of San Diego. Originally from the Republic of Korea, moved here when he was 7. The pitch misses outside ball 2, and he grew up in the San Diego area. Two-one count, two away. Southpaw Rivera sets. And the pitch is foul-tipped, but that hit the catcher, Mojica. Rivera 0-3 this season, a 5.31 ERA. Sim and Hurley both joined the Rawhide yesterday. They drove up from Arizona. There were two other roster moves yesterday. Axel Andueza was released by the Diamondbacks and Yancel Luis placed on the injured list. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Sim strikes out to end the inning. Two strikeouts in the inning for Rivera. We're still scoreless as we go into the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
To a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5223.
Scoreless top of the second inning, Yon back on the mound. He did give up a single. The pitch is swung on and missed by Jose Mojica. That single was not a very hard hit ball. It was a slow ground ball to the third baseman, Sim, who might have been able to make a play had he fielded it cleanly, but was ruled a hit. 0-1 to Mojica, misses outside, ball one. One count. Ground ball on the left side. Sim looks like he was going to cut it off, but it's Fernandez, the shortstop, who picks it up and throws to first base for the first out of the inning. And now B.J. Cook bats from the right side. Cook batting 170 this season. One down. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Last time that Yon threw, it was against Modesto a week ago. He took the loss, giving up 3 runs off 3 hits in 4 innings. Walked a batter and struck out 6. The pitch misses outside. Ball 2. This is the second time that Yon is facing the Ports. He threw a great game against them, just not part of the decision. He only threw 4 innings that day. The pitch is swung on, 2-hopper to Sim. He goes back on it, loses in the sun. Fernandez is there. The throw to first gets by the first baseman, Cabral. Such a close play. Sim dealing with the sun in his eyes there. It is not easy playing third base at this ballpark with the sun in your eyes. Fernandez was there to backhand it. Had a fantastic throw to first base, but the ball got by Cabral on the stretch. So it is another infield single for the Ports. As I was saying, as Pineda steps to the plate batting from the right side, Yon had a great outing against the Ports, but that was only the third outing of the season, so he was very limited to his pitches. He was less than 70 for his pitch count. Because of that, he could not make it through the 5 innings that were needed for a win. The pitch is a strike to Pineda, 1 down, runner on first. So against the Ports, 1 run scored, but it was not earned off of just 1 hit. He did walk 4. But he also struck out 4. Pickoff attempt at first, and it's not in time. Infield at double play depth. Here's the 0-1 from Yon, and it's fouled off. No balls, 2 strikes. The runner on first, Cook, has stolen 12 bases this season. He's only been caught 4 times. 0-2. Ground ball to the second baseman. Taurine has it. Flips to second. On to first. Not in time. Pineda showing off his center field speed. Beats the inning-ending double play. All the quick transitions from the Rawhide. We'll take a look at it here on the replay. It was a very quick toss from Taurine. Fernandez got rid of the ball fairly quickly. He has a very strong arm. I have to wonder, again, from my angle and from that angle of the camera that we had, I don't know if Taurine could have just tagged the runner Cook. He definitely looked like he was in front of him, but I'm not sure how far behind he was. The pitch is a strike. The throw to second. Not in time. Second stolen base of the day for the Ports. This one by Pineda. And a runner in scoring position for the second time today. Great jump there by Pineda. Poisson is batting from the right side. The 0-1 is swung on and missed, strike 2. Logan drops the ball briefly but picks it back up to hold Pineda at second. Poisson batting 151 this year. Yesterday went 2-for-5. The pitch, runner takes off for third, but it's called strike three on the inside corner. Poisson watches a breaking ball go by to end the inning. Second strikeout of the day for Ricardo Yan. We're still scoreless, bottom half of the second inning. Coming up, you're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun-Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Kenny Castillo, the designated hitter, leads it off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner.
B15, B15.
O-1 from Rivera, misses very outside, ball one. Castillo batting 191 this season. He has played in 13 games for the Rawhide. Rawhide still looking for their first hit. Rivera had two strikeouts and induced a fly out in the first inning. The pitch is swung on, line towards right center field. Center fielder Pineda going back. He can't get to it. Rolls all the way to the barn. Castillo rounding second. He's thinking about third. He's going to go all the way. Here's the throw. No throw from B.J. Cook. A triple for Kenny Castillo. Castillo's first triple of the year. And that's the first hit of the day for the Rawhide, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Now Jose Fernandez bats from the right side. Nobody out, runner on third is Castillo. In a scoreless ball game, Rawhide have the potential go-ahead run just 90 feet away. Pitch to Fernandez, fouled off into the netting behind the plate. O-1. Popped up in the mid right field. Bolte comes in. Castillo's tagging from third. Here's the throw. It's not in time, and Castillo scores the first run of the game. Sacrifice flyout for Jose Fernandez. Bolte was coming in on the ball, but he was playing fairly deep in the right field corner in the throw. There's no chance to get Castillo. Rawhide lead 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. One away, nobody on, and Johan Benitez bats from the right side against the southpaw. Benitez, one of the four switch hitters on the team. First pitch to him is fouled off into the netting. Rivera, just 20 years old, turned 20 in June of this year. 6'7", 237 pounds. Big lefty on the mound. 0-1, misses low. He's originally from Puerto Rico, was drafted in the 11th round of 2021 by the Oakland Athletics. This is his 8th start of the year, 11th appearance, 1-1. Fouled off out of play behind the first base grandstands that lands in North Giddings Street. So there's a broken window for Vision Glassworks for all your auto glass needs. Call or text Justin. Benitez calls for time. One ball, two strikes. This is the first time the Rawhide are facing Rivera. The pitch is fouled off again. He joined the team in late May, and the Rawhide were in Stockton in late April. His last appearance was against Lake Elsinore. The pitch, line down the right field side, a fair ball. Rolls all the way into the right field corner. Bolte now picking it up. Benitez heads for second, looking at three, but he stops there. A double for Benitez, his 6th of the year. Nice job by Bolte getting it in quickly. Rawhide have a runner in scoring position yet again as Gavin Logan comes to the plate. Logan batting 250 with the Rawhide this season. Infield shifting to the right against the left-handed hitter. Left versus left matchup. The pitch. Big swing and miss. I mean, this might be one of the largest shifts I've seen. The shortstop, BJ Cook, is definitely kind of there holding the runner Benitez on second, but he is just maybe a step to the left of second base. You can see that right there. The pitch misses high, ball one. The only reason why it's so surprising to me is I feel like guys have usually been another one or two steps to the left of second. He's borderline directly behind it. Still in line with the rules of the shift where you have to have two fielders on each side of second base. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-2, but this is the closest I've seen to a shortstop flirting with that line. And then the second baseman, Riho, and the first baseman, LaBoy, they can practically give each other a high five. They're so close to each other. If they each took three steps, they could high five. Logan called for time. One ball, two strikes, one down. Rivera checks the runner, now delivers, and it's fouled off third base side. So again, the last time that Rivera threw, it was on July 27th against Lake Elsinore. He took the loss, threw 4 2/3 innings, 4 earned runs off of 5 hits, walked 3, and struck out 4. 1-2 to Logan. Lined into right field. Right fielder Bolte comes in, and he drops the ball, and right field gets by him. Benitez is being waved around third. He'll score easily. Here comes Logan towards third. 2-0, the Rawhide lead. I'm not sure what happened there in right field. I don't know if he lost his footing or lost the ball. And he's doing something on the grass there. Let's see. Came in and he just ate it. I think it was that he realized the ball was going to land in front, so he was unable to kind of hold up and then go back to try to cradle the ball in front of him. And found himself kind of in that awkward situation of, I can't dive, I know I won't make that play. So a really tough situation there for Bolte.
Now batting, number 16, Raquelman Cabral.
It is a triple for Gavin Logan. 2-0 ball game, one down. The pitch to Raquelman Cabral misses high. Infield comes in with a runner on third and one down. 2-0, the Rawhide lead. The pitch is swung on, a slow tapper. Third base side, the pitcher Rivera picks it up. The throw to first hits off of Cabral, and he's safe. Not sure if the first baseman LeBoy missed it or if it hit off of Cabral, but either way, he is safe, and Logan scores.
How about it? Number 35, Anderson Rojas.
Let's see what we see here. So hard to see from that angle. Not sure what it was there, but Cabral is safe. They're giving it a single for Cabral. Four hits in this inning for the Rawhide. 3-0 ball game in the bottom of the second. Still one down. Rojas takes a ball outside. Ball one. Infield shading to the right, but they are at double play depth. The third baseman, Salome, is in just in case Rojas decides to bunt. The pitch, strike on the inside corner. Rojas batting 248 this season. He is the left fielder today. First game not playing center field since Alvin Guzman was placed on the injured list. 1-1, misses outside ball two. That was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Rivera fell to the ground on that follow-through. Two, one count, one away. Look like he just kind of, I don't know if his knee gave out there for his ankle buckled. The pitch is swung on and missed. Two balls, two strikes. But whatever happened to Rivera, he's obviously not fazed by it. Two, two. Tries to check his swing on an off-speed pitch, but Rojas does go around, and he strikes out swinging for the second out of the inning. Here's the top of the order, Christopher Taurine. Taurine struck out on three pitches against Rivera. Two down. Runner on first is still Raquelman Cabral. He has three stolen bases this season. Rivera delivers. It's a ball inside. Wind is blowing out to right today. The pitch. Line towards right center field. Pineda comes over and he makes the catch in front of the barn in right center to end the inning, but the Rawhide score three runs off of four hits. Heading into the third, you're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Ricardo Yon back on the mound for the third inning. And he's working with the lead. The Rawhide lead 3-0, top of the third inning. Elvis Riho bats from the right side, takes the ball a little inside. The pitch from Yon is inside. Swing and a miss. 2-1 count. Lights are on now at Valley Strong Ballpark. There's still that sunlight going from first base out to left center field. Lucky for everyone except basically the left fielder, Rojas. The sun is not really in their eyes. The first baseman, Cabral, dealing with a little bit of sunlight. Second baseman, Taurine, a little bit as well, but it's not directly in his eyesight. And I know Kevin Sim is now happy that the sun has set. He was really struggling to block it with his glove. I even saw him tell Fernandez, I can't see right now. The pitch comes in and it hits Rio. The number 9 batter reaches on a hit by pitch. Leadoff man is on for the first time today for the Ports.
B11. Now batting number 12, Derek Salome.
Derek Salome grounds it out to the shortstop Fernandez in his first at bat. Infield, slight shift to the left. They are at double play depth. The first pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Yon checks the runner. 0-1. He takes off. The pitch is swung on and missed. Throw to second is in time. He's out. Rio caught stealing. And the leadoff man is erased from the bases. One down. And it is an 0-2 count to Salome. Nice hard tag from Taurine. I was talking to the Rawhide manager, D. Gardner, about Taurine, and he loves how hard he plays. And he kind of was specifically talking about the tags. The pitch misses, low ball one. He does nothing soft, was what he said. The way that he plays the game as a fielder, everything is very aggressive and hard, and his tags are pretty tough. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Nice breaking ball from Yon. Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust we trust. And the perfect example was that last tag out from Taurine, where it's a ball on the other side of second base, and yes, the ball beat the runner there, so it really, quote unquote, should be an out. You should be able to get an out from that, but he needed a well put on tag. He needed to move his glove fairly quickly and kind of slap it right on their ankle, and that's exactly what he needed to do. Sometimes you'll see players do it a little bit softer. They're afraid of hurting someone. I'm not sure what the issue is, but Taurine not afraid to lay down a tag a little hard. Designated hitter Miles Naylor bats from the right side. He fouls off that pitch. He had the infield single to the third baseman, Kevin Sim. It was a very slow hit ball. Oh, 1. Misses high and in. Naylor yesterday in his Cal League debut, the 1-1. Is a strike on the outside corner. He was drafted out of high school. 39th overall pick in this year's draft. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Slider from Yon sits down Naylor. Back-to-back K's for Ricardo Yon. Rawhide still lead 3-0. Bottom of the third coming up. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Rawhide lead 3-0 in the bottom of the third. Rivera, the southpaw, back on the mound. First pitch swinging is Jack Hurley in his first at-bat as a member of the Rawhide. He flied out to left field. Did swing at the first pitch, so he's been aggressive here so far. Hurley, left-handed hitter. The pitch misses, outside ball one. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Rivera. Hurley drafted the third round out of Virginia Tech. 1-1, fouled off. Count is now 1-2, and that got a piece of the catcher, Mojica. Both the new Rawhide players have fouled off the ball and have hit Mojica. Infield shifting slightly up the middle. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Hurley strikes out the first out of the third as Kevin Sim now bats from the right side. Sim struck out swinging in his first at bat. The pitch misses, high ball one. Now the infield shifting to the left, and again the second baseman, Riho, almost directly behind second base. Here's the 1-0. It's a ground ball to the right side. Second baseman Riho takes two steps to his glove side. The throw to first is in plenty of time to retire Sim. Two away. Nobody on for Kenny Castillo, the DH.
Number 23, the designated hitter, Kenny Castillo.
Two away. Castillo tripled in his last at-bat. The pitch misses in. It was a triple into right field. There were two triples into right that inning. One by Castillo, the other by Logan. 1-0. Misses high and in. Ball two. The 2-0 was a strike on the outside corner. Two-one. Popped up. Left center field. Pineda goes over and calls off Poisson to make the catch for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Rivera. Rawhide lead 3-0. We're going into the fourth. Joey Gonzalez will be on the call for the next three innings. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark on this Wednesday night, game two of the six-game series between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Rawhide. The Oakland A's affiliate versus the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate. First pitch on the way of the inning from Ricardo Yon. It's a slider, and that ball misses outside for ball number one. One ball and one strike for the Rawhide right-hander. And the next delivery on the way from Yon. That one misses outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Yon still under 50 pitches, four strikeouts on the day on 41 pitches. A guy who knows how to control that fastball slider. 2-0 delivery on the way to Bolte. Swung on to miss for strike number one. I talk about that because Ricardo Yon, top five in the Cal League when it comes to strikeouts. Had a chance to sit down with him during the last homestand and take a look at that pitching, his pitching grip. And the release points, as that one goes for ball three. You notice about a three-quarter arm pitcher, not fully over the top, the 3-1 pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for strike number two as Bolte unable to hold back on the swing. So Yon, I wouldn't say a sidearm pitcher, but just above that. Let's see if we get a look here from this angle. The 3-2 delivery on the way from Yon. Swung on to miss for Bolte, and that's a first out here in the top of the fourth inning. And that's going to be a mill strikeout. The mill in crust, we trust. So as you're watching the replay in slow motion there, it's not the typical release, and that's why he's got so much action on that slider in the opposite batter's box. And especially he's going to be really successful today with only one official left-handed batter in the lineup, and it's this guy right here, Yeniel LeBoy. First pitch on the way goes in there for strike number one. And you're already seeing the numbers so far from Ricardo Yon. Five strikeouts here in the ballgame. Still under 50 pitches here. The delivery on the way to LeBoy. And that one misses inside for ball one. One ball and one strike. So here are the numbers for Ricardo Yon this season. The numbers don't really tell the stories of his performance this year. 16 games with an 0-9 record. 5.03 ERA. But there it is. 87 strikeouts entering the day. And the delivery on the way, that one's fouled backwards. That one goes for strike number two, one ball and two strikes. So entering the day, I just mentioned that 87 strikeouts. Ricardo Yon, fifth in the Cal League, 87. You add five more to that, what's that, 92? So eight more strikeouts away from reaching the century mark. Only one guy in the Cal League has done that, and he plays for Stockton. The 1-2 delivery on the way. That one misses inside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. And so that guy I was just mentioning, it's James Gonzalez, a right-hander that comes in at 6'1", 183. And that guy's currently first in the Cal League. And that pitch misses outside for ball number three. Three balls and two strikes. Get a replay here. We'll see where Yon missed on that one. Just a little bit outside. And the count goes full here for the Rawhide right-hander. Payoff pitch on the way. LeBoy grounds this one to the right side of the infield. Scooped up by Torin. Throws down to first in time for the second out of the inning. So Bolte and LeBoy retired back-to-back.
How about it?
And now it's going to bring up Jose Mojica to the plate. So Mojica, the third batter here in the inning for Stockton. Jan will face him for the second time today. Mojica's grounded out into a 6-3 ground out back in the second inning. So 0-for-1 on the day as he gets ahead of the count. One ball and no strikes. Mojica 19 points above 200 at 219 with three home runs, 23 RBIs. The 1-0 delivery on the way misses outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Gavin Logan preventing that ball from getting to the backstop. And nice hitter's count here for Mojica. If you had a chance to watch Rawhide Roundup today on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you notice Mojica was the player that we highlighted today. Mojica's at 23 RBIs. It's the second most on this Ports team. 2-0 delivery on the way, swung on and missed, and the count moves to two balls and one strike with B.J. Cook waiting on deck. 2-1, 2-away, defense playing straight up as the sun continues to set here on this August night. 2-1 pitch on the way from Jan. That one's foul tipped in the glove of Gavin Logan. And all twos are on the board. Two balls, two strikes, 2-way, as time will be called here for the Stockton catcher. Taking a look there at Gavin Logan, the former Oregon State Beaver. Two-two pitch on the way. This is outside. So three balls, two strikes, 2-way. Sorry about that. And another payoff pitch here on the inning from Ricardo Jan. Payoff pitch, swung on and missed. And Jose Mojica sat down for the second strikeout of the inning. And we are through 3.5 at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide lead 3-0.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark on this Wednesday night. Jose Fernandez will lead things off for the Rawhide. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Visalia leads over Stockton 3-0 thanks to a three-run bottom of the second inning. The delivery on the way to Fernandez. That one's fouled backwards for strike number one. Jose Fernandez, a pretty solid month of July. Second in hits for the Rawhide with 19, and he ended up going only 5 games played without a hit in the 30 days out of July. And that one misses down serves for a ball. One ball and one strike. Fernandez batting 248 now with three home runs and 25 RBIs. And Fernandez currently on a 5-game on-base streak, which is the longest for Visalia. 1-1 delivery on the way to Jose. And he takes that one on the outside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes from the southpaw for Stockton. And that one misses outside. So one ball, two strike. Time called here. Jose Fernandez was used as batter's timeout. And great, ready to step in once again. Fernandez manning shortstop today for Visalia. 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one swung on and missed for Jose, and he sat down for the first time today. So strikeout there for Rivera, and that is his third of the ball game. And now it's going to bring up Johan Benitez to the plate. Switch hitter for the Rawhide. And he'll be facing off against Eduardo Rivera for the second time today. Delivery on the way. That one misses high and inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Benitez throws from his right hand. However, batting from the right side as of now. Typically against a right-handed pitcher, Benitez will bat from the left side. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Rawhide out hitting the ports, four hits to two. Rivera's delivery on the way, and that one's hit into right field, and that one's dropping quickly, and it's going to drop in front of Bolte in right field, and it's a one-out base hit here for Johan Benitez. He's now 2-for-2 on the day. So Johan Benitez, who got off to a red-hot start in the month of July, cooled down a little bit. He was hitless in his last four games. And why not make it two straight hits to begin his ball game here in game two of the six-game set? And see Benitez putting on that oven mitt on his left hand. Protection for whenever he slides into the bases. And that will bring up the Rawhide catcher, Gavin Logan. First pitch on the way. That one misses outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So lots of different countries, regions representing in today's game. We got a Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Taiwan, Cuba. The pitch on the way, fouled backwards. That one goes for strike one. One ball and one strike. BJ Cook from Australia. The reason I mention all these, Gavin Logan comes in from Medicine Creek, Alberta in Canada. The only Canadian on the Rawhide roster. One ball, one strike pitch on the way. And that one just a little bit on the outside corner for strike two. So one ball and two strikes here for Logan. So Gavin Logan, the Canadian here, that we're mentioning here at the plate, first arrived in the United States whenever he attended college. He had a year of JUCO, or 2 years of JUCO. That one goes in the dirt and then unable to be secured by Mojica. And that one's going to advance Johan Benitez into second on the wild pitch. And now runner in scoring position for Visalia as they like to make this a four-run ball game. You watch the ball in the dirt. Nice form by Mojica, but the ball just a little bit too much spin on it gets away. So Logan was in the United States as his college years of his life. Attended at Oregon State. In fact, he was a part of the 2021 team that played in the Fort Worth Regional. The Beavers ended up losing to the Dallas Baptist, in the regional final, where Dallas Baptist eventually went on to go into a super regional. Three balls, two strikes, one away. And the payoff pitch on the way here to Gavin Logan holds at the belt, the delivery, and that one misses inside for ball four, and Gavin Logan will take his place on the base pass for the second time today. I bring up the conversation of his time in Canada. Mentioned, what are your favorite American restaurants? He said, well, he's not a fast food guy, so can't expect to find him at very many fast food restaurants. However, whenever he has spent some time down south, he said his favorite place, you wouldn't guess it, Steak and Shake. Not a restaurant I've heard of very often. That ball's fouled backwards for Cabral, and the count moves to no balls and a strike. I just thought I would share the knowledge for Gavin Logan. So now we move on here to Riquelman Cabral, Rawhide switch hitter with runners here on first and second. A glance over at second base from Eduardo Rivera, and that one misses downstairs for a ball. And the count, one ball, one strike, one away, 90-mile-per-hour heater downstairs. Cabral, a fairly wide batting stance. And he gets ready for the upcoming pitch. Now time's called for Cabral. Maybe something he did not like there. And as a result, he will be granted time from today's home plate umpire, David Sabol. Sabol in game one of his three games that he'll be calling the balls and strikes in this series. He'll be swapping out with the first base umpire, Nathan Hall. And that one a little outside. Riquelman Cabral does go around on the appeal. And now the count moves to 1-2 with one away. Get the replay here, and it does look like Cabral goes around. And now he's going to have to fight back and try to get either a hitter's count or a pitch that he likes. See how he's able to fight back in this at-bat. 1-2 pitch on the way to Riquelman. That one's in the dirt. Nice block by Mejia. And the count moves to 2-2. So Cabral, he got off to a hot start in his first 2 weeks in Visalia. Got assigned to Visalia, I believe it was mid-July, during the Inland Empire series and then the Rancho series. Cooled off a little bit. He did have 2 home runs during those time. But one thing he really did well in the month of July is he swings and misses on that one for the first strikeout of the ballgame for Cabral. 2 outs here in the inning. But Cabral was able to draw a lot of walks for this Rawhide team. He was 3rd in the month of July with 12 walks. A guy who's been working on his plate discipline. However, unfortunately, Eduardo Rivera gets the best of him on that occasion. And with 2 away, the Rawhide have runners on 1st and 2nd. The delivery clips the outside corner for strike number 1 to Anderson Rojas. 91-mile-per-hour heater here from Rivera. About the average pace that we've seen his strikes in this ballgame. Rojas bats from the left side, throws right-handed. One pitch on the way to a very aggressive Rojas. Swings and misses on that one. And the count goes to 0-2. During today's episode of Before the Cowbell, our new pregame show that we air on the video board prior to the game, Rojas talked about his team player personality, likes to put the ball in play, and that explains why he has such an aggressive at-bat or such aggressive approach to these at-bats, just trying to put the ball in play and advances base runners. 0-2 delivery on the way to Rojas, way outside ball one. 1-2 with 2 away. Another funny question I thought in that interview with Jill Guerin. She asked Rojas, what position do you want to play? And Rojas said shortstop. Initially signed as a second baseman. However, he's been moved to the outfield due to the injuries and transactions throughout the Diamondbacks organization. Swung on and missed for Rojas. Throw down to first in time. And 3 strikeouts will end the inning for Eduardo Rivera. The Rawhide get 1 hit and they strand 2. However, the lead over the Ports 3-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number 1 in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Number 5, BJ Cook. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live. We move to the top of the fifth inning. But here is the Australian BJ Cook at the plate. Ricardo Yon remains on the mound for Visalia. First pitch goes in there for strike number one. So let's talk a little bit about BJ Cook. We talked about the Canadian behind the plate, but let's talk about the Australian. Signed as a free agent out of Australia in May of 2022. As Cook with a heavy hack there, falls behind in the count, no balls and two strikes. And pretty interesting fact about Cook, he played for the Australian U23 team in the Baseball World Cup in Taiwan. And that pitch misses outside for a ball, one ball and two strikes. We've seen a lot of players throughout this year that have played at these high-level tournaments. I mean, just think about Jacob Steinmetz, who just recently pitched in the World Baseball Classic. Pitch on the way, just misses downstairs for a ball, two balls and two strikes. So yesterday's starting pitcher, you're just now joining us here in the series, Jacob Steinmetz pitched for Team Israel in this past World Baseball Classic. And highlights in there included striking out Manny Machado from the San Diego Padres. And now Ricardo Yon finds himself in a full count, three balls, two strikes. Yon looking for his seventh K of the day. Payoff pitch on the way to Cook. And that one goes right up the middle underneath the legs of Yon. And that one's going to sneak underneath the glove of Christopher Terrine and go all the way into outfield. We'll see if this one will be counted as a hit or an error. And it will be counted as a hit. So it will be the Ports third of the ball game, and B.J. Cook's second hit of the ball game, and he becomes the first Port batter to have a multi-hit day. Ricardo Yon tried to grab that ball as he lifted his front foot up after the release of the pitch and tried to scoop it up, but gets underneath him, and then Christopher Terrine, it looks like he knew he needed to get the out at first and ultimately just overthinks the play, or oversimplifies the play, may I say. And the ball ends up in the glove of the center fielder, Jack Hurley. So that's going to bring up Pedro Pineda to the plate. He reached off of a fielder's choice back in the second, and the pitch misses outside for ball number two, two balls and no strikes. Not any unfamiliar territory for Yon. He's had quite a bit of two balls, no strike counts. But as we know, this is a guy who can work around basically anybody. And we'll see how he's able to do it right here against Pineda. But before that happens, a pickoff throw over to first where Riquelman Cabral will make the grab. But it won't apply a tag. So the count remained 2-0. If you're curious about the career highs or the season highs for Yon in the strikeout department, it's 10 on the season, swung on and missed. Throwback attempt over to first, and a pretty aggressive throw there by Gavin Logan, able to dive back safely. But pretty close play there. See how quickly Logan gets up, and that's been a similarity that we've seen around Rawhide catchers. Kenny Castillo, Gavin Logan, how quickly they've been able to pop out of the crouch. 2-1 pitch, this one's on the ground over to Terrine. 4-6-3, double play. Two quick outs here in the inning. Nice conversion there by Terrine. Gets his body down in front of that ball, toss it over to his shortstop, Jose Fernandez, and he quickly turns the play. The chemistry beautiful on that play, and that is a Geiger Electric play of the game. Call 559-302-9517 for Geiger Electric. So now two outs here as it's going to bring up Robert Poussin to the plate. First pitch on the way, clips the outside corner for strike number one. So second time today that Pineda has grounded over to Christopher Terrine. First time out was a fielder's choice, and this time is a double play. And now Poussin finds himself behind the count, no balls and two strikes. 0-2, two away. Rawhide lead over the Ports, 3-0, thanks to a three-run second. Swung on and missed, strike three called. Poussin way out in front of the Ricardo Yon slider, and that's a mill strikeout. The mill in crust, we trust. Yon is now at seven strikeouts on the day as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live. The Rawhide lead over the Ports, 3-0.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on this Wednesday night. We move to the bottom of the fifth inning where Christopher Tureen will lead things off for the Rawhide. Top of the order for the leadoff Rawhide batter. And with the bottom of the fifth inning, that means it's time to dive into the second half standings in the Cal League. Upcoming pitch on the way from Rivera. An elevated fastball as Tureen swings and misses on that one. Falls behind in the count 0-1. So we'll start off in the South today. We're Inland Empire with a record of 18-13. They're currently in first. The 66ers trying to clinch a playoff spot in mid-September. That one clips the outside corner for strike number two. Rancho Cucamonga is in second with a record of 16-15. One game above 500. In third is the Lake Elsinore Storm, 15-16. Tureen pops that one up and out of play on the right side. And then in fourth in the South is the Visalia Rawhide with a record of 11-20. Moving out into the North, the Fresno Grizzlies remain red hot, 23-8 in the second half, and they look like they're trying to cruise into a second half playoff. In second place is the first half champs, the San Jose Giants, record of 16-15. In third, the Modesto Nuts, 14-17. Inside pitch on Tureen, and the count moves to 1-2. And then finally in fourth is the Stockton Ports with a record of 11-20. So both of these two teams, identical records here in the second half. Visalia overall 34-63, and then Stockton 36-61. Fly ball out into right field, and this one's going to land out in the pasture in right field, out of play, and the count will remain 1-2. So now that we've gone over the Cal League scoreboard, over the Cal League standings, let's get into the Cal League scoreboard. We'll start off in Inland Empire, where the first place team in the second half currently trails against the San Jose Giants 6-2. That game's currently in the top of the sixth inning. Pitch on the way to Tureen, swung on a miss, strike three called. And that is the first out of the inning. Third out of the day for Christopher Tureen, two strikeouts. And that is going to bring up the former Hokie, Jack Hurley. We'll get into Hurley here in just a moment as we finish out these scores. The Grizzlies on top of Rancho 6-0 in the top of the fifth. And then finally, Modesto leads over Lake Elsinore 6-1 in the top of the fifth. Broken bat hit into left field, and that one's going to drop for a base hit. And there is a first single-A base hit of Jack Hurley's professional career. Nice piece of hitting there. Takes a pitch on the inside, drives through the ball, sends it in the gap out in left center field. And there is a 2022 ACC All-First Team. And he gets on base for the first time today on his third at-bat of the ball game. Look at the bat just splintering in half. Sends out one in front of the left fielder, Poussin. And now that's going to bring up Kevin Sim to the plate with one away. Sim is also making a single-A debut along with Hurley. First pitch on the way goes in there for strike number one. So let's get to meet some of these guys. Jack Hurley patrolling center field today as he was drafted out of the ACC for Virginia Tech. A one pitch on the way, and that one misses outside for a ball. 1-1. Now the guy batting right now, Kevin Sim. He was drafted out of the WCC out of San Diego, about 5 hours south down the road. And Kevin Sim, even in the count, 1-1, delivery on the way. That one bounces in the dirt for ball two. 2-1. Kevin Sim's dad, Chungso Shim, played a 15-year career in the KBO, including over 300 home runs during his time in South Korea. 2-1 pitch on the way to Sim. Takes that one downstairs for a ball. 3 balls and 1 strike. His dad nicknamed Hercules as a sports writer in Korea, named him at an early age. And I bring that up because Sim credits a lot of his resources, a lot of his knowledge that he's gained in the game of baseball from his dad. Swung on a miss, throw down to second. That one's going to slip into outfield. Jack Hurley steals second, and he's going to advance to third on the throw. And it's going to be an E2. It's going to be called an error against Mujica. And just like that, Jack Hurley's moved from first to third base. And the Rawhide are 90 feet away from adding on another run here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A way too high of a throw there. Riho had to go down to all fours as the ball way out of his reach. And there is the former Hokie over on third base. And Kevin Sim will look to get his first single A RBI. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Eduardo Rivero looking for strikeout number 9. Payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. And Kevin Sim is sat down for the second time today. So a nice piece of pitching there for Rivera on pitch number 76 of the ballgame. Curveball there. You saw the little bit of dip there. Goes from about just above the belt down to at the knees. And Sim strikes out for the second out of the inning. And now the count moved to 1-0 strikes here for Kenny Castillo, who got a triple back in the second. He ended up being the first run scored, not only in the ballgame, but in the series for the Rawhide. Excuse me, the second run of the series for Visalia. Swung on a miss for Castillo. And the count moves to 1-1 strike. Kenny betting a .142 in his last 10 games, but you got to think that triple out into right center field gave him a little bit of a confidence boost as a swung on miss there. The count moves to 1-2 strikes. 82-mile-per-hour pitch there to Castillo. 0-for-4 yesterday with a strikeout. However, on Sunday, Castillo recorded a multi-hit game going 2-for-4, and the Rawhide lost in the series finale against Modesto. 1-2-strike count on the way to the Rawhide designated hitter. This one goes right up the middle. Deflected off the glove of Rivera. Scooped up by Riho. Throw down to first in time. A nice recovery there by the Port second baseman. And we are through 5 innings of work. 1 hit, no runs, no errors. 1 runner left on base. We move to the top of the 6th inning where the Rawhide lead over the Ports 3-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5223. Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
We move to the top of the 6th inning. Ricardo Yan remaining on the mound as he looks to go for his 6th inning of work. First pitch of the inning goes in there for strike number 1 for Elvis Rio. 9-1 and 2 coming up for the Stockton Ports. Ricardo Yan has faced the minimum since the 2nd inning. Swung on a miss for Riho. And now 1 strike away from 8 on the day for Yan. A really impressive start to his ball game here. Season long for Ricardo this year is 5 2/3. So he's just two outs away from tying the season high. 0-2 pitch on the way from Yon. Swung on him. It's strike three called. And that will be Ricardo Yon's eighth strikeout of the day. And that is a mill strikeout. The mill in crust, we trust. There's that slider. Talked about it earlier. It's that release point, and especially on a right-on-right matchup, it favors Ricardo Yon so well. Doing the research prior to today's game, whenever I saw the lineup initially, I thought, wow, this could be a really good day for Yon. Seven batters in this order are right-handed hitters. The only guys that are not right-handed is Yennio LeBoy, who bats out of the cleanup spot for Stockton, and then Robert Poussin, who bats switch hitter at the number eight spot. Delivery on the way, just misses outside for a ball. One ball, one strike with two away. Derek Sullum here, 1-for-5 on the series entering today. However, he is 0-for-2 on the day. 1-1 pitch on the way from Yon, and that was a fastball, clips the outside corner for strike two. Nice delivery there for Yon. And we'll see how much longer manager D. Garner goes. Not very often do you see Rawhide pitching surpass the five-inning mark. But there is only one guy up at the pen right now. Just a second ago, didn't see anybody. Slider misses outside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. I would think at the minimum, especially if Ricardo Yon is able to retire the side in order, they at least let him go six innings. But we'll see. Maybe they just time for his season high. 2-2 pitch on the way. Strike three called. And Ricardo Yon now marking 9 strikeouts on the day. One shy of his career high, and he sits down Derek Sullum for the second out of the inning. What a pitch there from Ricardo Yon. We get a replay there, and what pitch does he go with? He goes with the slider. There is no other pitch that is better for Ricardo Yon than that slider. First pitch on the way, clips the outside corner for strike one on Miles Naylor. You see the pitching and coaching staff there. Coach Tyler Mark with the clipboard on his knee. On his left is manager D. Garner and bench coach Ronaldo Arenado to his right side. Count moves to one ball and one strike with two away. And here's the top 40 draft pick, Miles Naylor, who got his first single-A base hit back in the first inning on a slow dribbler to the left side of the infield. This one's a hard hit shot, and that one's going to be diving. What a play by Christopher Tureen. Throw down a first in time. 1-2-3 inning to end the top half of the sixth. And we go to the bottom half of the frame. Three up, three down. Rawhide lead over the Ports 3-0. And listen to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Jose Fernandez will lead things off for the Rawhide. Fernandez, Benitez, and Gavin Logan are scheduled to bat here in the bottom of the sixth. as the Stockton Ports are the first one to go into the bullpen tonight is Junior Tour. And this one's hit to the right side of the infield for a base hit for Jose Fernandez. Leadoff single for Visalia. Around first base where he will hold up there. And Fernandez continues to hit the ball well in July and beyond as he gets his first base hit of the ball game. And that's going to bring up Johan Benitez to the plate. You see the ball there sneak past the right side of the infield on a diving effort there by Yeniel LeBoy. And now let's dive into the numbers here for starting pitcher Rivera. Five complete innings of work, gave up six hits, three runs, all three were earned. One strikeout and a career-high nine strikeouts. It's a pretty nice day in the terms of the strikeout command for Rivera. After the Rawhide getting the best of him on those six hits. Fernandez over on the first base side, minor lead. And now Johan Benitez bats from the left side after, as mentioned earlier, switch hitter. First two at-bats of the ball game, batted from the right side, now the left. And now time called here by Johan Benitez. Benitez will get ready to step back into the batter's box here against Tour. With an 8.66 ERA, we'll get more into his numbers here in just a moment. 0-2 delivery on the way from Benitez as Fernandez is put in motion. And now it's fouled off to the left side for the 0-2 count remaining. Let's dive into the Diamondbacks organization scores with the Diamondbacks red team leads over the Rangers 6-1 in the top of the eighth inning. And then in the Dominican Summer League, the White Sox defeated the Diamondbacks 9-5. Let's move over into High A, where Vancouver currently leads over Hillsborough 3-0. Vancouver 60-36 in 2023. Inside pitch on Benitez moves the count to one ball and two strikes. Moving out into Double-A, a high-scoring game out of the Texas League where the Corpus Christi Hooks defeated the Amarillo Sod Poodles, final score 13-11. Moving out into Triple-A, the Reno Aces defeat the Sacramento River Cats 9-6. Pitch misses outside once again. Fernandez stabs his foot back at the bag, and the count moves to two balls and two strikes. Finally, in the major leagues, the Diamondbacks taking on the Giants right now as we speak, with San Francisco currently leading against Arizona 4-2. A game's headed to the bottom of the seventh inning. That's all your scores around the Diamondbacks organization. Huge lead over at first for Fernandez. He dives back, barely able to get back there in time. And Fernandez was just kind of creeping, kept on creeping. See the replay there. I mean, that is a large lead for Fernandez. He barely got back there in time. But one of the tallest guys on this Rawhide team is able to extend that arm and get his hand back on the bag. And with 2-2, we'll see what Johan Benitez can do here. Manager D. Gardner will see if he puts on a hit and run. This ball sent into center field, dropping quickly, and that one's going to drop in the glove of the center fielder. Pineda throw back over to first. Fernandez will reach easily, and it's a fly out to begin the first inning as it's going to bring up Gavin Logan to the plate.
The catcher, number 5, Gavin Logan.
So left-handed hitting, Gavin Logan will step up to the plate for the third time today. A triple back in the second inning and a walk in the fourth. So 1-for-1 on the day for the 250 hitting catcher for Visalia. 12 games for the Rawhide, and there's only been one game where he's not reached on base, and that was due to a pinch hitting appearance when he came in for an injured Julio Carrion out in Modesto last week. Just shows you his effectiveness here as we looked at Junior's numbers on the year, 2-1 with a 6.94 ERA. 16 strikeouts to 28 walks. He's struggling a little bit with his command. And now he finds himself behind the count 1-0. Pickoff attempt back over to first. Fernandez gets back in there safely. And then about the third pickoff attempt already we've seen over on that first base side. Fernandez, if you look at his numbers, not a big stolen base guy. However, he is a fast guy. Mentioned his height already. We'll see if Gardner pulls the trigger on him, and that one's going to get past the glove of the catcher, Mujica, and that's going to finally put Fernandez into scoring position. So following all that concern for Jose over at first, he'll just glide on into second base. And with two balls and no strikes, it sets up a nice hitter's count here for Gavin Logan. If you're curious on the height for Fernandez, comes in at 6'3", 165, and this ball is crushed into right field, way into the Visalia night. See you later. Two run home run from Gavin Logan, his third of the year, and the Rawhide now lead 5-0 against the Stockton-Porson game two of the series. An absolute moonshot a mile over the top of the Toyota Terrace, and Gavin Logan will step on home plate and keep the on-base, the hitting streaks alive. Gavin Logan adds two more on for the Visalia Rawhide. As soon as the ball left the bat, the fans here at Visalia got up on their feet, and it was an instant home run off of the bat, hit off of the screws, you can say. And now it's going to bring up Rickelman Cabral to the plate, who swings and misses on that one for strike one. 93-mile-per-hour heater there, and gasses it past Cabral for the first strike. Rawhide lead over the Ports 5-0 thanks to out-hitting the Ports 8-3. Completely different night than last night where the Rawhide were outscored 7-1. 1-1 delivery on the way to Cabral, and he sends this one in the gap in right center field. And that one's going to drop safely for a base hit. It's going to roll all the way to the barn in right center. Cabral rounds first, going over to second, where he'll hold up there. And that's the third hit of the inning on four batters for the Rawhide offense. Visalia picking it up tonight. 9 hits through 6 innings of work. And now a mound visit going to be coming up here for the Ports. A hanging breaking ball for Cabral. A guy who was 1-for-3 entering the day. Not a very successful month of July, but Cabral making contact, sending that one in the gap, and it's a two-hit day, and his second in 2 weeks. So Cabral started off that Modesto series with a 2-for-3 day. He was the only Rawhide who had a multi-hit game last Tuesday night against the Nuts. And then today, in another two-hit game, so early in these series, Rickelman Cabral liking to get the ball in play. With one away, first pitch on the way to Rojas. That one's fed off to the right side for strike number one. And now Cabral will move over to second base here. 0-1, one away, Rawhide 5, Ports 0. Visalia looking to even the series at one game apiece here on this Wednesday night. 0-1 delivery on the way to Rojas. Elevated fastball, swinging a miss. Cabral dives back to second on the pickoff attempt from the catcher, Mujica. 0-2, one away here for Rojas. 0-for-2 on the day with two strikeouts, looking to avoid the golden sombrero. 0-2 pitch coming up on the way to Rojas. The delivery from the stretch, and that one sent into center field. Going to drop for a base hit. Rounding third is Cabral, and he's going to be sent home by D. Gardner, and he's going to glide on into home plate. He'll step on the bag, and the Rawhide now leads 6-0, and it is RBI number 38 of the year for Anderson Rojas. Visalia putting the ball in play, and they're racking up the runs here. It's been the second and the sixth inning. We go back to the top of the order for Christopher Terrien. Double play ball is set up here for Stockton, but Anderson Rojas, one of the fastest guys on this Rawhide team, second in stolen bases behind Gavin Contasello. First pitch, and that one goes in there for strike number one. Anderson Rojas was the second Rawhide player to reach double figures in steals. Contasello was the first after the departure of Christian Robinson and Alvin Guzman. Rojas looking like he got a big jump, but he ends up going back to first where he has a dive back in there safely. And Terrien behind in the count now. No balls and two strikes with one away. Talking about Christopher Terrien, 0-for-3 on the day. Two strikeouts to fly out into center back in the second inning. Terrien hit the ball well yesterday. Just could not find the gaps in the field. 0-2 pitch. And that one goes inside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Terrien batting 133 in his 2 weeks. Now make it 3 weeks in Visalia. Talking to hitting coach Penny earlier today. Said Terrien, despite the 0-for-3 yesterday, he still liked the way he put the ball in play. And that pitch misses down low. Rojas put into motion. And that one's going to sneak into center field as well. Rounding second, going over to third. Rojas will get there standing. And that looks like it's going to be the second throwing error of the inning. Here for Mujica. So Rojas now at third base. E2 on the board, and that is going to be the second Ports throwing error, second error of the ball game. Both of them have been against Mujica. Rawhide 90 feet away from scoring. That takes away the double play opportunity. Infield playing in for the Ports, swung on and missed. And Tarine is set down for the fourth time today, third time swinging. And now it's going to bring up the center fielder, Jack Hurley, in his single A debut. 14,
Jack Hurley.
Watch pitch there. A lot of upper body swing there for Tarine. And it looked like he was probably expecting more of a fastball. Delivery on the way to Hurley. And that one misses outside for ball one, and one ball and no strikes. During Jack's time at Virginia Tech, he batted .321, combined for 37 home runs with a .605 slugging percentage. That one misses downstairs for ball two. 2022, however, was his best year. I mentioned earlier that was the year that he was mentioned to the All-ACC first team. And that season batted it with a .375 average, including 10 stolen bases and appearing in 58 starts, I should say. Two balls, no strikes, two away to the former Hokie. A nice hitter's count here, and he takes that one downstairs for a ball. Hurley got his single A first hit in the bottom of the fifth inning, so that was last inning. Hurley was 0-for-2 entering the inning, and then he saw a ball he liked and sent that into center. And now that one misses upstairs. Hurley has to get out of the way of that one. Rojas is going to walk on into home on the wild pitch. And the Rawhide now lead 8-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And they continue to add on runs here as Jack Hurley will reach. Four straight balls from the Stockton pitcher. And now that's going to bring up Kevin Sim to the plate. Now the eighth batter of the inning for Visalia, and Kevin Sim still looking for his first hit in a Rawhide uniform. Strikeout in the first, ground out in the second, and a strikeout swinging back in the fifth inning. First pitch on the way to Sim, takes that one downstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes with two away. Jack Hurley's over at first. The middle infield playing fairly tight over to second base, specifically Riho over at second, who is practically about 10 steps behind the second base bag and about three steps to the left of it. Now six straight balls here from Junior Tour. Two balls, no strikes, two away. Rawhide 7-0 with four runs scored in the inning. This one's hit to the left side of the infield, scooped up by the shortstop Cook. Tosses it over to Riho for the force out at second. And the inning will finally come to a conclusion. Four hits and four runs for the Rawhide, including a two-run home run from Gavin Logan. We're through six innings of work, and the Rawhide lead over the Ports 7-0. Joe Guerin will take us home on this Wednesday night. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District remind you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org. The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. He's facing Henry Bolte. First pitch misses outside, ball one. New pitcher, Armando Vasquez, in relief for Ricardo Yon. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. The 1-0 fouled off into the netting on the first base side. This is the second pitcher of the day for the Rawhide. Yon threw six scoreless innings for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. It's foul tipped. And those six innings are the most that he's thrown not only this season, but in his career as well. And he's currently in line for the win. Everyone, if you are a Rawhide, knock on wood. My goodness, this man, Ricardo Yon, has been fighting to get his first win this season, but he's 0-9 this year, finally in line for the win. See if the Rawhide bullpen can hold on to the 7-run lead for him. Here's the pitch to Bolte from the southpaw. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Bolte strikes out looking for the first out of the seventh inning. That is the third time he has struck out today. Now batting from the left side is the cleanup batter, LaBoy. Left versus left matchup. The pitch is swung on and missed. Before we go into Vasquez's numbers, I want to give you the official pitching line for Ricardo Yon. We'll do that after this next pitch. Here it is, and it's fouled off. So Yon, six scoreless innings, three hits, no walks, and he struck out nine. Those nine strikeouts are not the most this season. He was one shy of that. Most was 10 strikeouts against the Quakes back in May. 0-2 from Vasquez. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Vasquez. Both of those brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. First pitch to Mujica, misses outside, ball one. All right, now we'll go through Vasquez's numbers this season. He was at the Rawhide on opening day, 2-2 with a 5.04 ERA, 1-0. Ground ball to the shortstop, Fernandez has it on the second hop, sets his feet, throw to first is a little high, but in plenty of time to retire the catcher. 1-2-3 inning of work for the reliever, Armando Vasquez. It's stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. They lead 7-0. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Rawhide lead 7-0. Kenny Castillo, the designated hitter, leads it off for the Rawhide. He's batting from the right side. First pitch to him is swung on, slow ground ball, third base side. Salome has it, sets his feet, the throw to first, one away.
Now pitching for the Porks, number 16, Blaze Pontes.
One pitch, one out for Blaze Pontes, new right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Ports.
Now batting number 7, Jose Fernandez.
He's in relief for Junior Tour. Gave up 4 runs in the 6th inning. First pitch to Fernandez, misses low, ball 1. Fernandez batting from the right side. He has a sacrifice fly out, and he's also singled today. Pontes, the third pitcher of the day for the Ports, as that pitch misses outside. Infield shading slightly to the left. 2-0 is a strike at the belt. Before we go through Pontes' numbers, we'll give you the final pitching line for Tour. An inning, 4 runs, 3 of them earned off of 4 hits, walked a batter, struck out 1. 2-1 is swung on and missed, count is now 2-2. And a pitch clock violation on Jose Fernandez strikes him out. Second pitch clock violation on a Rawhide batter today. The last one was in Kevin Sims' first at bat of the day, and it was the first before the first pitch was thrown. This one, with Jose Fernandez at the plate, it strikes him out. 2 down, Johan Benitez bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. It is a strike on the inside corner. Benitez has doubled and singled today. He's also lined out to center field. Outfield has been playing fairly deep against the Rawhide today, but for good reason. There's been a few triples and doubles today. 0-1. There's a strike. There have been 5 extra base hits today by the Rawhide. They have 10 hits today. One of those a home run, 2 of them triples, the other 2 doubles. Pontes, glove at the belt. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, a slow ground ball, third base side, but it trickles foul. Benitez stays alive, 0-2 still. Still waiting on the 0-2, long hold by Pontes. The pitch, foul tipped into the glove of Mojica to end the inning. 3 up, 3 down for the new pitcher, Pontes. The Rawhide still lead 7-0. We're going into the 8th. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford.
It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Top of the eighth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. Armando Vasquez back on the mound. It's his second inning of work. Face the minimum. Struck out two and induced a ground ball. B.J. Cook misses outside. Ball one. Just handed tonight's announced attendance, 1,239, 1,239 for tonight's attendance. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Ball two. Tonight was a Brats, Beers, and Bingo night. $6 Brats at the Jameson On Deck Grill. $2 off all draft beers, including mixed drinks. And then free bingo for anyone who wants to participate. The 2-0 misses high. Ball three. Tomorrow kicks off our Oaks Throwback Weekend, starting off with a dress-up theme. Every Thursday is dress-up theme presented by Party Works. Tomorrow is Oaks dress-up theme. Wear Oaks gear or Oaks colors. 3-0. Outside, ball four. Vasquez gives up a four-pitch leadoff walk to Cook. Runner on first, nobody out as Pedro Pineda bats from the right side. So the maroon color, excuse me, the Oaks colors. Maroon, dark green, and powder blue, baby blue. And if you wear that to the ticket office, you will receive a $5 Cuya Health grandstand ticket thanks to Party Works. Pineda bats from the right. First pitch to him. There's a strike. Count is 0-1. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from the southpaw. Oaks throwback series continues. On Friday, we have 250 Oaks throwback jerseys to give away. The first 250 fans in attendance, that is presented by White Claw. And then on Saturday, another giveaway. This one of the premium giveaways. 0-1. It's a balk called on Vasquez. Cook advances to second. No pitch. And so the premium giveaway is a Steven Vogt bobblehead to the first 500 fans in attendance. That is presented by ResCom Pest Control. And three of those bobbleheads are signed by Steven Vogt. 0-1 is swung on and missed. It was a high fastball. Count is 0-2. Steven Vogt, originally from Visalia, went to Central Valley. Excuse me. Central Valley Christian High School. There it is. A lot of high schools here in Visalia. I had to make sure I got the right one. Here's the 0-2. It's outside ball one. A lot of high schools. A lot of high schools with the name Valley as well here in the Central Valley. One ball, two strikes. Runner in scoring position for the Ports. Pineda today has hit a ground ball to second twice. Southpaw checks the runner on second, now delivers, and it's low and inside, ball two. And then Sunday, finishing off our Oaks throwback series, we have $8 tickets to everywhere in the ballpark except for the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. And $8 tickets go back to the last time that the Rawhide were actually the Visalia Oaks back in 2007, and that was the price of the tickets back then, $8. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, a little low, ball three. And the reason why the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club tickets aren't $8, well, that wasn't built back then. That was built after we became the Rawhide, some of the renovations that have happened since 2009. Payoff pitch, fouled off into the netting. Long at bat here by Pineda. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out, runner on second. Pitch from Vasquez. Fouled off into the netting. The at-bat continues. I believe this will be the ninth pitch of the at-bat. Vasquez. This is his 26th appearance out of the pen. He was working as a piggyback starter. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Vasquez wins the battle. He strikes out Pineda for the first out of the eighth inning. That strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Robert Frasson now bats from the right. He has struck out twice. One down. Runner on second is still B.J. Cook. First pitch is high, ball one. So in the 25 appearances, Vasquez has thrown 50 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 67, walking 34. 1-0 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball two. Seven nothing Rawhide lead. 2-0. And another balk is called on Vasquez. So B.J. Cook, who walked on four pitches, moved to second on a balk and now to third on a balk. By the way, with those two balks, the Rawhide pitching staff, the current pitching staff, I'm not even looking at all of the active players that we've had. The 2-0 is swung on and missed. Of the active pitchers that we have on staff, they have balked 29 times. See if I can pull up the total from this year for the Rawhide pitching staff. The pitch is inside. By the way, according to the stats that I have in front of me, the box that opponents have had this season is 13. I didn't know about the rule. You have to come to the side. I knew about the starting and stopping part. 3-1 count, one down. The pitch fouled off into the netting. Count is now full. Three balls, two strikes, one down. Infield is back despite one out and the runner on third. The Rawhide have a seven-run lead here in the eighth. Vasquez delivers, and it's high, ball four. Vasquez walks Poisson. And now here's Elvis Rio. So in the seventh inning, Vasquez had a very efficient inning. He struck out two batters, induced a ground ball to short, and then here in the eighth, a four-pitch walk, two balks, a strikeout, but it was a long at-bat of nine pitches. Then here Poisson just walked, and he walked on six pitches. Meeting on the mound with the Rawhide pitching staff, Tyler Mark, every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. No movement just yet in the Rawhide pen. Vasquez still under 30 pitches thrown. I want to say he'll probably be limited to about 40, 45. But again, that's just my guesstimate. I've not been told that for sure. Riho will now bat from the right side. Runners are on the corners, one down. Ports are threatening here, but the Rawhide have a good lead, 7-0. Say that hesitantly. We've seen some crazy stuff here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Infield at double play depth. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Okay, I have maybe the totals for box. No, of course, the stat portal makes me add them up myself. All right, that's going to be a middle-of-the-inning activity, not right now. A one count, one down. The pitch swung on and missed. 0-2 count, one down. Rio has been hit by a pitch today, and he's also struck out swinging. This is the first time that he's facing Vasquez. This inning has felt very long, but this is only the fourth batter that Vasquez is facing. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Strikes out a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Two away now. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria.
Number 12, Garrett Salone.
First pitch is fouled off into the netting behind the plate. Oh, one count, two down. The pitch misses outside. At the plate is Derek Salome. He has struck out twice and also grounded out too short. The Ports only have three hits today. Miles Naylor had a single in the first. BJ Cook has a two-hit day. He's the runner on third, but this time he reached on a four-pitch walk. The pitch is a little outside. Ball two. The pitch is swung on, deep fly ball to right field. Right fielder Benitez goes back, makes the catch at the warning track, and that ends the inning. Somehow Vasquez comes out of the eighth inning unscathed. Two walks, two balks, but two strikeouts and a fly out. Rawhide maintained their 7-0 lead as we go into the bottom of the eighth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Rawhide have a 7-0 lead. First pitch to Gavin Logan misses inside. Ball one. New pitcher for the Ports is Dallas Wolfolk. Right-handed pitcher in relief for Blaise Pontes. Another call to the bullpen brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. 1-0. Lined over the head of the second baseman into right field. A leadoff single for Logan. He is a double away from the cycle. He hit a triple in the second to drive in a run. Did walk in the fourth. Hit a two-run blast in the sixth. And here he has a single. Fortunately, with this seven-run lead, the Rawhide will more than likely not be batting in the ninth inning. Again, if you are a Rawhide fan, knock on wood. The pitch is popped up by Cabral into shallow center field. Center fielder Pineda comes in, makes the catch as Logan retreats back to first base.
Now batting,
Here's Anderson Rojas batting from the left side. He's 1-for-3 today. He's struck out twice and also had an RBI single in the sixth inning. Gavin Logan still the runner on first. Infield shading to the right. And Wolfolk in relief for Pontes. The pitch is low and in, so Wolfolk is now the fifth pitcher of the day. Pontes threw a scoreless and hitless inning. Struck out two batters, no walks. 1-0. Deep fly ball to right field. Right fielder Bolte goes back. Anderson Rojas' second home run of the season. A two-run blast. Make it a 9-0 ball game. Line drive home run that got out of here in a hurry. Gavin Logan, who's scoring right now, his home run was 427 feet back in the sixth inning. This one by Rojas just barely snuck out of here. 320 down the line in right field. One down, nobody on as Taurean bats from the right side. He swings and fouls off a breaking ball from Wolfolk. Nine to nothing, the Rawhide lead. 12 hits today. Only three hits for the Ports, and the pitch is popped up. Shallow left center field. Center fielder Cook is going out. The center fielder comes in, but it's left fielder Prasone with the ball for the second out of the inning. Jack Hurley batting from the left side. He did single today for his first Cal League hit. 1-for-3 with a walk. Drafted by the Diamondbacks in the third round this year. Batting from the left side, and the pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the first baseman, LaBoy. LaBoy picks it up, touches first base, and that ends the inning. But Anderson Rojas' second home run of the season makes it a 9-0 ball game. Comfortable lead for the Rawhide as we go into the ninth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. Caswell Smith is in relief for Vasquez. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. All right, first pitch from Smith. Misses outside ball one. Again, he is in relief for Vasquez, who threw two scoreless innings, did not give up a hit, but he walked two while striking out four. Smith is facing Miles Naylor. The pitch is outside. Naylor, the designated hitter today. 1-for-3. He was 0-for-4 yesterday. This is his first game, or rather, first series in the Cal League. 2-0. Strike at the knees. Caswell Smith is one of the hardest throwing pitchers we have in the bullpen. We'll just see if the radar gun's working during this inning. The 2-1 misses high, and of course, as I say that, it's not. There's the broadcaster's jinx for the night. 3-1 count. The pitch is a little low, ball four. Naylor draws a leadoff walk to start off the ninth inning.
Now batting, number 3, Henry Baltimore.
Henry Bolte bats from the right side with the runner on first. 9-0 the Rawhide lead. Smith, 0-1 this season, a 6.55 ERA. The pitch gets away from Gavin Logan. That allows Naylor to take second on the Wild's pitch. Runner in scoring position now. Bolte today has struck out 3 times, 1-0 count. Smith, the right-handed pitcher, sets and delivers. Strike on the outside corner. This is Smith's 10th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 11 innings, striking out 15 while walking 7. The pitch is check swing foul. 1-2 count. Opponents are batting 313 against Smith this season. Signed as a free agent last year. There's cold strike 3 on the inside corner. Bolte strikes out looking for the first out of the inning. 4 strikeouts in the day for Bolte. Gives him the golden sombrero. 1 down, runner on second. And Miles Naylor is still the runner on second as Yanuel Laboy bats from the left side. The pitch is an off-speed pitch. That's a strike at the knees. Smith, 6'3", 210 pounds. 22 years old, originally from Georgia. And signed last year as a free agent by the D-backs. The pitch is outside, ball one. The boy today has flied out to center, grounded out to second, and he's also struck out today. So here's a stat for you. 3 hits on the day for the Ports. That's as many times that they've walked as well today. Here's the pitch. It's lined into left field, a base hit in front of Rojas. Rojas gets it in quickly to hold Naylor at third. And just like that, now 4 hits. So 1 more hit, then a walk drawn by the Ports. Runners are on the corners as Mujica, the catcher, bats from the right side. Tomorrow, first pitch will be at 7 o'clock for game 3 of this series. Expected starter tomorrow for the Rawhide is Yosker Pimentel, while Luis Carrasco, the right-handed pitcher, will be on the mound for the Ports. Infield at double play depth, the first pitch misses very outside, ball one. Mujica 0-for-3 today, a strikeout and 2 groundouts to short. The pitch misses inside, almost hits Mujica, but he's able to spin out of the way. Two-oh count. Smith delivers. The pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball from Smith. 2 balls and a strike. 2-1. Fouled off into the netting down the first base side. Two balls and two strikes. Just over 2 hours into this ball game, about 2 hours and 15 minutes. It is 9:15 local time here in Visalia. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runners are on the corners. Smith delivers. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball. The shortstop, no, the third baseman, Sim, throws it to second. In time, on to first, not in time. Sim, the third baseman, cut off the ball from the shortstop. His momentum taking him towards second. Just threw on the run. Because it was not a very hard hit ball, no chance of getting Mujica out at first. So a run does score for the Ports. Naylor scores the first and only run so far for the Ports. They avoid the shutout as Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, jogs out rather quickly to have a quick conversation with Smith. So LaVoy retired at second, and Mujica reaches on the fielder's choice. 9-1 ball game in the top of the ninth inning. At the plate is B.J. Cook. All right, we're ready for Cook, who's batting from the right side. The pitch is lined down the right field side, but it's into the netting. Infield shading just slightly to the left. The first baseman, Cabral, not holding the runner on first. And why would you with an 8-run lead in the ninth? Cook has 2 hits today. He's also walked. He's yet to be retired. The 0-1 is a strike at the knees. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. O-2, low and outside, ball one. Good waist pitch from Smith. So again, first pitch is 7 o'clock tomorraw. We'll be live at 6:55 at rawhidebaseball.com. You can also join us on Valley Live and MLB TV. 1-2, just misses outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes, off-speed pitch from Smith. Comes in and it hits Cook on the helmet. Took off his helmet.
That's more than chin music.
Hit by pitch as the athletic trainer comes out to check on Cook. Athletic trainer Noah Huff out there down by the third base line. Looking at the replay, I think it got all helmet, hopefully. All helmet was towards the bottom of the helmet in the back, right near the nape of the neck. Really have to hope that was the helmet. It will be runners on first and second. I'm not sure if they'll have Cook stay in the game or not. Quite frankly, I don't see a reason to risk it if he has any pain or any symptoms of concussion or being injured. It's a 9-1 ball game in the top of the ninth. I think they were just asking him, how many fingers am I holding up? All right, looks like he will stay in the game as he's getting the helmet from one of the bat boys. So he'll stay in the game. He goes to first base. Always a scary moment whenever it's near the neck or the helmet head area. Van Cook says he's fine. So he reaches base 4 times today, 2 singles, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Runners are on first and second with 2 away for Pedro Pineda. Pineda has struck out and hit 2 ground balls to second today. Rawhide just looking for one final out to even up the series here. They fell yesterday 7-1, currently lead 9-1. Here's the pitch. Little outside, ball one. Some movement in the Rawhide pen now. The 1-0 is a one-hopper to the second baseman, Torrini. Slides to make the play. The throw to first ends the ball game. The Rawhide defeat the Ports 9-1.
He said he was working hard to get his first W, and he finally get it today. He sent.
Well, looks like we might be having technical issues thanks to that water pour there. That's why we don't pour water near a microphone, fellas. Seriously, what are we doing here? All right, we gotta cut it. Thanks, Jill, and thanks to you guys. That has been the Toyota post-game interview. It might be our last one ever. Who the heck knows?
Give people a good time to create beer is what it's always been about. Coming together as a community, having a good time, finding some common ground, and doing that over a good beer. It's more than just the beer itself, it's all the people behind it.
Hey fans, take your ticket for tonight's game to the Barrel House Brewing Company in downtown Visalia within 2 days of tonight's game and get 10% off all draft beer. Barrel House Brewing Company, good people, good time, great beer. Take a peek at the back of your ticket for a special offer like the one from Eagle Mountain Casino. New members get $20 bonus cash at Eagle Mountain Casino when they join the Legacy Rewards Club. Eagle Mountain Casino, still the people's casino. Must be 21 years of age or older to enter the casino. Before leaving Valley Strong Ballpark tonight, be sure to visit the Balance Comfort Team Store to get all the official Rawhide gear and merchandise. The Balance Comfort Team Store thanks to Balance Comfort, a leading heating, plumbing, and energy efficiency company.
Thank you, Valley Residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? There's no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our team of customer satisfaction, we can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't worry. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Thank you, Brad, for attending tonight's game at Valley Strong Ballpark. Every Wednesday night is a Russell Wednesday event supported by Celia, American Care Hospice, National Seating and Mobility, and Miller Memorial Chapel. Brad's Beers and Mingo every Wednesday is thanks to Park by Celia. Park by Celia, powering seniors in connected communities. Join us tomorrow for Huevos de Toros. Every Thursday is Huevos de Toros. Thanks to Estrella Jalisco, Modelo, and Radio Lazo, 100.5. Huevos de Toros is transformed tomorrow on a throwback Thursday as the start of the Oaks throwback weekend. Radio Oaks here tomorrow night. Get a $5 grandstand ticket thanks to Party Works. That say is Discount Party Store. Party Works is back. Party Works Discount Party Store, locally owned since 1985, for all of your party needs. It doesn't take a city to sell party supplies. Huevos de Toros is still a Thirsty Thursday with $2 Modelos and a straight Jalisco drafts until the end of the fourth inning. Plus $5 margaritas and La Michelera Micheladas until concessions close. Huevos de Toros is thanks to Estrella Jalisco, Modelo, and Radio Lazo. For tickets, our schedule, and all of our upcoming promotions, visit MyCelliaRoyalHigh.com. For everything Royal High, give us a like and a follow on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheRawHide. Join us tomorrow night as the six-game series with the Stockton Ports continue. Games will open tomorrow night at 6 with first pitch at 7. Until tomorrow night, drive safe and good night.